Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebling. Mr. Ebling, thank you so much for taking some time out today and joining us. We appreciate it, as always.
Glad to be here.
And the first thing we'd like to talk about from last night's school board meeting is an interesting online payment system that you're familiar with your work in Spencer, and something perhaps you'd like to see done here. And if you could explain a little about this online pay system for us.
Right. There's, of course, a lot of need for parents to pay different things at school. Of course, the biggest one is always the lunch account. Kids use lunch money and constantly are having to bring that to school at times. And so what we're proposing is an online pay system that could provide parents access through our district internet site, our website, to allow them to go online and deposit money into things like their lunch account, but also it could pay for other fees and so on, registration or textbook fees. Student activity tickets, all those types of things could eventually be put on there, even some other activity things that they have to pay for. So we're looking at that. There's many schools that use the system. I was familiar with it in Spencer, but there's several districts that use it. It's actually supported by the School Board Association. And the system is called Pay Schools that we're looking at. So we're going to gather some more information for the board, kind of show them some things as to how many schools are using it. Some schools charge a fee to use it, some schools don't, and that's one of the things that Pella has to decide if we're going to make it free for our parents or what we're going to charge. We want to get a little feedback also from the board advisory on that, just to see what they think. What I found in the past in schools that have used it, they really get a large number of parents using that system. Instead of having to send in lunch money to send a check or send cash, they can go online and use that system, and it really makes it slick for the parents.
Seems like sort of a modernization of the way parents do business with the school district.
It is. You know, in this day and age, people are used to going online and being able to pay for things, whether it be their hotels, they order books, they order lots of things online, and people are pretty used to doing that. And so it's part of our customer service that we need to have for our parents, and just to make that as friendly as possible. Because sometimes, you know, during the day they could think, "Darn, I forgot to send money, you know, to my kid to school. I was supposed to do that today. We forgot." They could easily just go on the computer, go online, and put that in without ever having to worry about it.
Very good. So just something, another interesting tool to have and something for parents to look forward to, perhaps.
It is, yeah.
And something else we wanted to talk about that was brought to the attention of the school board. Schools in need of special assistance. There have been some classrooms designated with that here at Pella. And if you could just explain what that is and sort of what the school district is doing to address those concerns.
Yeah, we've got two buildings that are labeled as schools in need of assistance. The SINA is the acronym, S-I-N-A. And essentially, under the No Child Left Behind law, federal law, schools have to continue to show progress towards getting 100% of their students proficient. And proficient in Iowa means above the 40th percentile on the Iowa tests. So parents get those Iowa test scores every year, and some students aren't up at that 40th percentile. So every year, the school is charged with having a smaller and smaller percentage of students that are under the 40th percentile. So the goal would be is that eventually to have 100% of our kids that are above proficiency. Well, that's a challenge, obviously.
Certainly.
To do that. And so what we are doing is really looking at those special populations that are not quite making it. And in Pella, we have our special education students that right now our percentage has not decreased. We've kind of stayed the same, and we haven't increased the number of proficient kids in special education the way we would see it. Now, it's kind of a double-edged sword, because a lot of times kids in special education are there because they may not be proficient. So by virtue of them being in special ed, we're trying to obviously work them so that, that they're proficient, but that sometimes means that, that once they're proficient, they're not in special ed anymore. So it's a little bit of a strange thing, but what we're doing is trying to put interventions in place that, and we already have interventions in place that help kids both in reading and math, because those are the two areas that are identified under No Child Left Behind that mm-hmm. we're accountable for. So that means extra support in reading and math, special education, they already get that, but what kinds of interventions and programs, and the board heard about those things last night that we're doing, giving kids extra time, making really focused plans for them, really trying to help kids move into that proficiency range. So that's the goal. It's it's a label that we don't like. Schools in need of assistance doesn't sound good. And at the same time, it's just an awareness for us to keep improving our system to make sure that we truly are helping all kids, that we're trying to get all kids to be proficient, and it's a very good goal. And so we work on that goal, but at the same time, we don't become alarmed because we know that we are doing lots of good things, and we just have to keep focusing on those good things and improving our whole system.
And it sounds like that this standard measure sort of a certain level of progress, but maybe not necessarily the rate of progress that a student goes at.
Right. It is, you know, it doesn't look at growth so much as just trying to go achieve the 40th percentile. Mm-hmm. There are kids that make growth and still don't reach over to the top of that 40th percentile bar. That's kind of a flaw in the law as we see it, that growth should have more consideration about students that are making great progress. And not that growth is not looked at all, but I think just the way we measure it, it's not as clean to talk about growth under the Iowa test as it is to some other assessments. Now, I know that there's been a lot of talk about No Child Left Behind over the last 10 years and if the law is fair and all those things. And it was really originally written for really big urban schools, some schools that really have some major struggles. And so it applies kind of differently to small schools, small rural schools in Iowa. But I know Arne Duncan, who's the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Ed, has said that he's going to try to create as much flexibility under No Child Left Behind as possible to look at other ways to measure. We don't know what that's going to look like yet, but I'm assuming he's going to roll that out at some point in time this year, because that whole law, which is the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, ESEA, is actually what No Child Left Behind is. That law is up to be reauthorized. And, of course, the federal government has a lot bigger fish to fry right mm-hmm. now and a lot bigger things to worry about than reauthorizing that, unfortunately. So it's been kind of put in this holding pattern that we just keep the same law. It's still the same as it was originally written. So even though it needs to be reauthorized and probably some changes made, that's not happening basically quick enough from the educator standpoint. So I know that the Secretary of Education is going to give some flexibility there. We'll see what that looks like and what that means for Pella.
All right, very good. Well, and as always, just lots of interesting developments in the world of education that we can pay attention to.
There is. All right.
Mr. Ebling, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Shaylin.
Again, that was our guest, Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebling, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.